89.3 The Current. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here for the Arts Roundup. That's what we do Thursday mornings here on The Current's Morning Show. Good morning, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got three events that feature four.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I like this.
Three events that feature four.
Okay.
All right. So first off, we have a poetry reading at the Loft Literary Center coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This is a McKnight Poetry Fellows reading. So these are some great local poets who've been awarded for their work, and this is a presentation of their work. Sun Young Shin is one of them. She's well-known for several anthologies of poetry, Skirtful of Black, Rough. Then there's Dennis Smith, who was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's the author of the recent Insert Boy, which won the Lambda Literary Award. Really powerful young voice, fascinating work. Sierra DeMolder, Carolyn Williams-Norin. So great, four great poets that you can hear together at the Loft Literary Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and it sounds really great. And I know if you hear poetry reading and you're like, oh, poetry reading.
Yeah, No, trust me. And then there are four dancers performing together at the Southern Theater. These are, they're each doing new works separately, but they're presenting them on ensemble at the Southern Theater. And it's called, there's a work called Here Cometh Balloon Man by Gadu. This is Buto, which is Japanese dance theater, which if you're not familiar with, it's very playful and grotesque imagery, often handles taboo topics, and there's often absurd environments, and usually you'll see the dancers covered in white body makeup, so they're all white.
Okay.
Yes, that's the Buto that we're talking about. So Gadu's going to be performing a new piece of him by him called Here Cometh Balloon Man. And then there's going to be dance duos, and Justin Jones will be there, Kalina Miller, and Pramila Vasudevan are all presenting new works. So very cool at the Southern.
Okay.
And then last, Dark and Stormy Productions presents a show with four actors called Extremities. And this is kind of white knuckling, really tense drama where a guy comes into a house looking for somebody, finds this young woman, tries to basically gets really comes on strong.
Okay.
And but she ends up capturing him and shutting him up in the fireplace.
Okay.
And so it's about when her roommates come home and like, okay, so what do we do? But it's really, really intense. It's gotten some great reviews. It's called Extremities. And this is at the Greenbelt Warehouse, and it runs through September 19th. So it's just you aren't sure what's happened, who's to blame, and whether or not a crime has been committed. Chilling, thrilling, and thought-provoking. So
all right.
Extremities at the Warehouse, the Grain Belt Warehouse in Minneapolis through September 19th.
Three events featuring the number four.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
And you can read more about those events when you go on over to thecurrent.org and check out the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She joins us Thursday mornings for the Arts Roundup. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.